Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Whether it's a little area in a video game dedicated to giving you the heebie-jeebies or an entire side quest that wants to ruin your sleep, I have a horrifying pile of video game tidbits all ready for you. In this list, we're staying within the boundaries of role-playing games, though it is a genre famous for sprawling worlds, hidden side stories, and characters who are unbelievably morally grey, so we aren't restricting ourselves too much. Get that nightlight out, because this is going to be a seriously twisted one. Expect to hear the word cannibal more than once. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 hauntingly dark secrets in RPGs. Number 10, Elixir of Pain, World of Warcraft. Probably one of the least controversial generalizations I could make about video games is that gamers love dogs in their games. I mean, why wouldn't they? So of course it was incredibly controversial when World of Warcraft let you hurt one. A digital one, but still. Look, maybe you've gone full horde and this one just doesn't bother you, but let me give you the lowdown so you can decide for yourself. Back in the olden days of vanilla WoW, and now in World of Warcraft Classic, you're tasked with providing 10 vials of mountain lion blood to Apothecary Lydon, who is one evil-looking bastard found in Hill's Brad Foothills. Once you've done that, he'll hand you back something I doubt you'll be sneaking a sip from, called the Elixir of Pain, and asks you to feed it to a little dog in town called Stanley. I know you can see where this is going, and no, it's not good. If you decide to feed the nasty poison crap to the little cutie, he'll morph into an aggressive, oversized wolf monster called Enraged Stanley, leaving you no choice but to kill him. You could say the Forsaken made you do it, but I see you tallying up that XP gain. Was it worth it? Number 9. Some hero you turned out to be. Bloodborne. Let's be honest, very few things work out in the sunshine and rainbow way you wish they would within Soulsborne games, and this little tidbit is no exception. You've got a couple of options when you come across the few NPCs in the world who are not terrifying monsters that want to kill you on sight. First off, you can send them to Yusefka's clinic, which seems like a decent idea because the woman says she'll take care of anyone you send to her. Well, spoiler alert, that is not what happens. Late in the game, you break into the clinic and find out she's been experimenting on the people you sent to her, and they've all turned into creepy blue alien creatures. Okay, so we're not a big fan of the clinic. Not to worry, you can also send non-violent NPCs to Odeon Chapel. Which can't possibly be worse, right? Well, I guess that depends on how you'd answer the would you rather question, if you'd rather be experimented on or eaten. In the Forbidden Woods, you'll come across a suspicious beggar standing breathless above a pile of mauled bodies and eating one, so you probably can't claim total ignorance here. He asks if you know any safe places, and if you send him to Odeon Chapel, he'll gradually eat his way through the other survivors you've sent there. With every boss you'll take out, he'll munch on another NPC until they're all gone. He'll reward you with beast blood pellets if you ask him what's up, and you can grab the dropped NPC items, but still, very grim. Number 8, a little too late, Fallout 4. There are plenty of haunting little details in the Fallout franchise, which makes sense since it's absolutely made a name for itself as one of the champions of environmental storytelling. Let's talk about the Miller Family radio signal. This is a station that can be picked up once you've extended the satellites. It blasts out a distress call from someone trapped inside a tipped train car with their family, running out of oxygen due to a busted generator outside. It turns out the hatch keeping them from getting out is vacuum sealed, so they need help and quickly. When you arrive and crack the hatch feeling like a darn hero, you realize the family inside suffocated long ago. But that recorded message running back over and over made you feel like if you just made it there in time, you could help. Finding the skeletons clutching one another inside stings significantly more than it would otherwise because we actually had hope. Number 7. A Baby for a Summon. Neverwinter Nights, Shadow of Undrentide. Neverwinter Nights is an excellent CRPG, and don't worry, even 20 years ago, the genre was absolutely capable of being incredibly grim. Shadow of Undrentide is the first expansion pack for the game, released in 2003. It contains a side quest where a woman named Nora Blake tells you her house was attacked and her husband and baby Tynan are still inside. Once inside, you find the husband dead and the baby held hostage. Using persuasion or dexterity, you can successfully get the baby back, and then, if you're a normal person, hand it back to its mother. If you don't do that, or you just want to be evil, you can keep the baby, which, look, is already pretty bad, but we're only just getting started. In the game's second expansion, Hordes of the Underdark, if you port in your character, you'll still have the baby in your inventory. You'll happen upon a Beholder Bridge control panel in which you can deposit the baby, and out pops a permanently summoned monster bearing the same name as the infant once a day. This will take the form of either a Drider or a Goblin. That's a pretty gentle way of saying you just sacrificed a kidnapped baby in order to turn it into a monster. Congratulations! Number 6. Not So Nice Winter Lodge, Fable 2. Fable is another series that's got plenty of nastiness injected into its otherwise gorgeous and colourful game world. The Winter Lodge can only be accessed if you manage to get through the Bloodstone Demon Door. Once inside, you'll find yourself in the realm of Albion, home to, among other things, a warm and welcoming forest lodge. Step inside the front door, though, and things take a drastic turn. A chilling sound effect blares and everything turns to black and white. The cozy cottage is now a decrepit hell house home to skeletons and torture devices. When you leave the house, the exterior has changed too. Where a pile of wood once sat, there is now a decapitated corpse on a stump, and the lamp-lined path is now lined with hanging human body parts, cages, and a bloody sack. I feel like this is how Hansel and Gretel felt.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, Gaster, Undertale. Undertale is a fascinating game that has way more levels to it than you'd originally expect. One big secret that a few diligent players were able to dig up is the story of Gaster, a creepy sprite dug up in the game's files. What pointed players to this spooky fellow were some very lucky encounters. Each time a new game is launched, there is a slim chance the game will place strange grey NPCs in random locations, who, when approached, simply speak cryptically about the quote, man who speaks in hands. The fandom has pieced together a handful of theories as to who Gaster might be, but the plotline remains largely hidden. All we know is that your chances of coming across the few NPCs who do refer to him are unbelievably low, and if you do come across them, you'll probably wish you hadn't because they're incredibly creepy. In one very rare new game instant, a grey door will spawn with the scary-ass sprite nicknamed Gaster inside. If you touch him, he disappears. This one might not be as explicitly scary as some of the others on this list, but the creep factor is off the charts, particularly since we don't really know what we're looking at or why. Number 4. Cannibals. Again, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. The Witcher 3 is absolutely chock full of secrets, side quests, and terrible humans, and this entry has all three. Also cannibals, because I promised. Without a Trace is a side story you'll come across in the Hearts of Stone expansion, if you've inspected the notice board in Brunwich. A herbalist called Otto Bamber will ask you to search for his missing apprentice near Dead White Wood. Being the friendly neighborhood witcher that you are, you'll mosey on over and discover a blood trail leading to an empty village, home to an elderly couple. So not completely empty, but you know, empty. If you're immediately suspicious, you have every right to be. The couple insist the man you're looking for was attacked by wolves. You can end the quest there, but if that isn't sitting right with you, you can choose to continue the investigation, at which point you uncover a hidden cellar door. Inside, you'll find a chopped up body, the very body that you've been looking for. So you'll head back upstairs and tell that elderly couple they've got some splaining to do. They fess up to eating the dude, but not killing him, insisting they're too weak to farm, so they just went full vulture and took the wolf's scraps. It's up to you to decide if they're lying or not, and you can either make them promise not to eat people again, or kill them off. Number 3. Durlag's Tower. Baldur's Gate, Tales of the Sword Coast. Durlag's Tower is a location that you only would have explored if you grabbed the Tales of the Sword Coast expansion for Baldur's Gate. It's replete with traps, monsters, a ton of great loot, and a seriously dark secret. As you explore the sprawling building, you'll learn a lot about its creator, Durlag Trollkiller. Durlag was, as you'd expect, a fan of killing trolls, and an especially powerful dwarf. He eventually put his adventuring days behind him and settled down to marry a powerful magician, build an enormous fortress in the mountains, and have a couple kids. You know, just regular middle-aged stuff. Unfortunately, the fortress attracted evil forces who wanted to take it for themselves. Though the building could withstand a siege, the fiends who were after it took a more nefarious route. They systematically assassinated the family, replacing each of them with doppelgangers until Durlag discovered something was amiss and was forced to kill his wife and sons to protect himself. Fortunately, if you make it far enough inside the tower, you get the opportunity to kill off the greater doppelgangers still in the guise of the family members. So that's something. Number 2. Creepy Kids, World of Warcraft. This one concerns a house located between Northshire and Goldshire in Elwyn Forest. You'll watch a group of 5 kids leave their house early in the morning and make their way to the aforementioned home, where they'll enter and stand in silence in the shape of a pentagram, while scary-ass music that's usually reserved for the demonic areas of the game starts playing. You can come across them later out in the game world with another child, again standing in a perfect pentagram shape. At this point, they sprint between Goldshire and Northshire, and some players have reported hearing screaming, a woman crying, or a voice saying either, you will die or death is close. The whole event is wildly unsettling and weirdly remains largely unexplained. Number 1. Cannibal, Fallout Edition, Fallout New Vegas. If you've got time in your post-apocalyptic journey to stop by Camp McCarran, you'll likely meet Major Dartry, who's having some trouble with the local raiders gang called the Fiends. The Fiends are killing and traumatizing troopers from the camp, and Dartry, understandably, wants them dead. You sign on to take out the 3 leaders, Violet, Driver Neffy, and Cook, who is one of the only 5 characters in the whole base game to have very evil karma. You're told straight up that Kukuk is an insane pyromaniac, rapist, child slave trader, murderer, and cannibal. You're also told that those who've had the worst run-ins with him are Pretty Sarah and Corporal Betsy. Both have brutal stories about being taken hostage by the fiend leader. A friend of Sarah's tells you she was forced to watch him roast and eat her friends before being assaulted and set on fire. It's incredibly nasty stuff, so the fact that you're rewarded handsomely for removing this bastard's head from the rest of his body makes this a side quest you'll happily accept.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.